The next gentleman represents a company whose name is intriguing, that's for sure. Doug Bax, 5G Wireless. You got to tell us about 5G.
I'm Doug Bax with 5G Wireless. I drove all the way over the hill from West LA to get here, so. Anyway, we are a Los Angeles-based company. The name 5G Wireless, no one really knows where it came from. We just figured we'll be 7G next year and 9G after that. What we do is standards-based products. We create very wide area wireless networks. We're at UCLA and the Anderson School. We have an access point on top of one building covering a quarter mile radius, penetrating into seven buildings. We're at Cal State Long Beach. We have four towers on Cal State Long Beach. And Steve Laws is the IT director there who put us through a ringer. He put us up against about five of our competitors before he wanted to move forward with a new company. But now he feels we're the best thing since sliced bread. So we'd love to have all of you talk to Steve because he just seemed gracious. Good customer. But what we're doing there is we're doing both public and private networks in the same access point. You control that at your network there, not with the radio. So we're doing both student health services, real-time updates to medical files anywhere on campus. So if a student falls over at the rec, they can pull up his files and see if there's any, you know, allergies or any problems that they need to be aware of before they get back over to the health services building. We're also doing just public access for anybody who shows up on campus. And they have plans to roll out about 10 other things, but they haven't done that, so we won't get too far ahead of ourselves. We're doing video streaming for traffic controls in Northern California, doing ISP services around the nation. We're also involved in some voice over IP networks in Ohio, and other places. We are locally based, but our clients are spread out in the nation.
Great. I know Russ is going to ask you this question. Go ahead, ask him about security on the tower system.
What do you do for security at the
access point?
What do you use?
We really encourage clients not to secure at the radio, but at the network. If you secure at the radio, you're going to have some problems. So we work with a few companies. We love NovaCoast, they're here locally. They can secure anything. So we like to bring a security expert like NovaCoast to.
Just out of curiosity, because the security is pretty big on my table, I've got a pretty large scale deployment in the well over 300 access points across the campus. And it's pretty much a lockdown network. And one of the reasons, if you give an example, the state has a mandate right now of 1386, that's B1390, if you're familiar with their law. It's one of where someone is compromised, that information is compromised on that machine. Every single person that may have been potentially on that machine has to be notified. And it's got a lot of people up in arms as to how do you handle those types of situations. At the Anderson School and places like that, if you don't do security at the radio level, then it's one of where you have the issues of two machines and have the ability to talk to each other and compromise each other.
There is an
issue. Have you had any issues or any problems out there that you've actually dealt with this kind of thing?
No, actually, the guys at UCLA, Jason Friend and Eric Crane, are the two people who imagine that were there and might come on the skin troopers. But they, UCLA has a VPN system, and they, anybody goes in the networks will do a VPN trial. And beyond that, I don't know much about their security. We work with their
Jewish division.
And Long Beach does more of a VLAN.
So Long Beach does VLAN, and they're sending health information data across a wireless network?
They do a variety of things, but they don't have the same VPN server that UCLA does. They do more through a company called Portugal.
Do you know if they're in HIPAA compliance or anything?
That's a good question.
Perfigo, I know, actually Cisco's fine.
Yeah, they get a lot of money for Perfigo. We are with authentication server, security service. We're just agnostic. We plug in anybody. We just change an Ethernet cable and move on.
Thank you.
Other questions from the panel?
Thank you very much, Doug.